That's Delight and Groove is in the Heart. 29 minutes past four, you're with Drive Time with me, Ian, here on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. And I'm delighted to say now I've been joined live in the studio by two of the guys from the Wellington Operatic Society. Would you like to introduce yourselves, gents?
Hey! Good afternoon. Sorry, my name's Jack. Jack Glanville. I'm playing Joe Casey in our house, and with me is...
My name's Kirk, and I'm playing many parts, including Callum, is the main one.
Yes.
But, yes.
Brilliant. You're both very welcome. And as you mentioned, you're going to be taking part in the Madness Musical, which the run at Wellington starts tomorrow. Is that right? Give us the details on...
Run starts tomorrow, 7:30 Wednesday. We are all the way through till Friday, Saturday, 7:30 mm-hmm. every night, and yes. One matinee on the Saturday afternoon at 2:30.
Yes, the aptly named Madness Musical. All music from Madness, and it's a bit mad. There is a lot to it. We get a lot done in a very short space of time, so it's a real house of fun.
I like what
had
you
to get
did
it in there.
Absolutely, and it's not a new musical, is it? It's been around, I think, for about 20 odd years. The actual musical.
Yes, apparently this year is the 20th anniversary of the show when it first hit the West End, I believe. So it's relatively new in terms of West End musicals, but no, it's been around for a while.
Yeah, most amateur companies don't get to perform such a new musical, so there's not a lot of those around. There's a lot of musicals such as Oklahoma and the classics, Singing in the Rain, that get performed. So it's unusual to do something quite modern.
Yeah, it should be good. It sounds good. How have preparations and rehearsals and stuff been going?
I mean, I have to give a sort of shout out to the entire sort of production team, particularly Rob at the helm, the director, Rob Spurway, because it has been felt very much in control, and it's been, you know, very well structured. And you'll see, if of course you come to see the show, that how much there is going on in there. There's a lot of we called it a very technical show because there was a lot of elements like. Doors moving around and bits of set everywhere. There's a Morris Minor that appears at some point. There's a lot of stuff going on in the show, and so we needed somebody really sort of at the helm in control of it. So yeah, fair play to Rob for that.
Yeah, it's a very fast-paced technical show, and we hope we do it justice. There's a lot of people behind the scenes as well helping us to put something on the stage that hopefully everyone will enjoy.
And everyone's got a part to play, and nobody could do what they do without everybody else and all that kind of thing. But as performers in the show, what particular challenges does that throw up, it being real fast paced and action packed and stuff?
Probably Jack's the best one to sort of a little bit of praise for you here, Jack. The costume changes. There are some seriously fast costume changes from Jack, and he's not appeared on stage without costume yet.
No, not yet. Give it time. Fortunately, I mean, thank you, Kurt. I mean, fortunately for myself, unlike everyone else in the show, I there are so many quick changes for Joe, for my character, that I have a dresser specifically to help me with the quick changes, because there's some scenes where I'm changing costume four times. It's intense. The others, however, have to change themselves, and there are still a lot of big, quick changes. So, yeah, really difficult.
Your own dresser, eh? Have you got a rider as well?
not that I'm aware of. Maybe.
You made me go and get you hobnobs the other day.
Hey, we don't talk about that.
I'm sure they were very nice. So you're from the Wellington Operatic Society, but it's not an opera, is it?
No, I'm not entirely sure where that name comes from. It's probably one of those names that have been lost in the annals of time in terms of what we... Why we were called that, but we chiefly do musicals, and we do a musical every year in the Wellesley Theatre in Wellington, and we also do a small review style show up at the Arts Association on 8 Acre Lane in the autumn. Other than that, we have a small touring group, and we're part of the wider Wellington Arts Association, which perform a pantomime in January and various theatre company shows, and our youth division, the Genesis Youth Theatre, they also put shows on, and they're doing Adam's Family in, I want to say, June.
I don't know.
You're looking blankly at me, so I think it's June. Their promotion to that will start after we've finished our house, and that's for youngsters that are at secondary school, and it's always worth going along to support them as well.
How did you both get involved in the group in the first place?
When did you first join Kirk?
12 years ago, I think. No, yes. I think it's, 12 years since I first sort of helped out doing a bit of set painting, and then on stage 11 years for Oklahoma.
I think for me, I got roped in through mutual friends who were doing Snow White the Pantomime back in 2010 when I was a mere 18. Yeah. And I haven't been able to leave since. I mean, I sporadically come back and do shows. This is my first one in three years or something like that.
Makes sense.
It's the Hotel California, really. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
I like it.
It's addictive, and there's always a job for someone, even if you're not on stage for a show. You're out the back helping, or you're even stewarding on an evening and helping the audience to their seats.
Yeah, I've got friends who do something similar over in Chard.
Oh yeah,
similar type of group. Mm-hmm. And like you say, if you're not, because you have to audition for the parts, don't you?
Generally, but sometimes we have like open choruses where people can come along. So there's parts for all levels, and you're not sort of like expected to know everything, and people are very helpful.
Yeah,
on
but
the whole.
But as you say, plenty of roles behind the scenes.
Definitely.
As well. Keep you nice and busy. I think it's a good point to have a bit of music. We'll play some Madness. We'll play the title track, which is Jack.
Our house.
Saying in her sleep, oh, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house in the middle of our street, our house in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud, nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Small kiss, she's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways. Our house.
Madness there, and one of their many, many, many hits. That's, of course, Our House. How many times have you heard that song in the last few weeks then, guys?
I think it's got to be in the hundreds. Got to be.
Yeah, we sing it twice in the show. I can't remember. It all seems to bleed into one.
Yes, and of course, all of the outside of rehearsals, just listening to the music to try and, you know, refresh your memory and stuff. Yeah, intense. 100 times at least. Yeah.
Now, I don't think I'm wrong in saying that I'm considerably older than both of you, and I remember Madness when they first came about, and they come from Camden in North London. I come from North London as well, so I kind of followed them. In a way over the years. But how much of Madness did you know about before getting involved in the production?
I definitely was familiar with. With some of their hits. I think it was maybe 5 or 6 songs. So it's, you know, Our House, obviously, House of Fun, Baggy Trousers, Nightboat to Cairo, and I think One Step Beyond. I think that was it. I think maybe just those 5. And then from this, it's been a real education of the real breadth of work that they've done over the years, over a couple of few decades, actually, isn't it? Their last release was what?
Released an album, 2007, The Liberty of Norton Folgate, in 2009,
I think.
Yeah,
and they've had a bit of a resurgence of late, and I think they appeared at Glastonbury, and sort of people got more interested in them back then.
Well, I think not long before lockdown, they were at Vivory Park, in Taunton as well. So
yes, that would be a good one to see.
They're still. I've got family members that saw them
definitely
at that gig, and by all accounts, they are still doing really, really well. So, of course, the show is not just the music, although it's obviously a massive part of it. There is obviously a story that wraps around it. Do you know how, if at all, is that story sort of biographical, or is it completely made up? And what can you tell us about the story?
I believe the story is a made up story, as it were, but using the music of Madness to tell this story, it's the story of a young man who faces a difficult choice. In the heat of the moment, he has to choose the right way or the wrong way, and it plays out both options in front of you, and you get to see what happens to him come the end.
Yeah, it's certainly, as you say, a made up story. It's definitely a fictional tale, but there does seem to be some references, you know, to the band's own experiences, because, you know, Camden is you know where it's set, for instance, and it's a real coming of age kind of story. And so some of the, because I heard like some of the stories behind, for instance, how Baggy Trousers was written, what experience that was from, kind of feels like there's a bit of that injected into in the show where that song appears and that kind of thing. So I'd say there's probably some true to life references, but it certainly is a fictional tale.
And when you get going with the songs, are you expecting the audience to get involved and sing along with you, or is it that kind of gig? Or
not expecting not really. I'm not expecting it. I would encourage it. That'd be great.
Definitely, but, it'd be lovely to see a bit of dancing in the aisles. Maybe
dancing in the aisles would be fantastic, especially, you know, at the end, of course.
The finale,
There's, but I would say actually another point on that is that although there are the songs that you're familiar with, there's also there's going to be some Madness songs that perhaps you haven't heard before, and equally. Songs are done in some of them are done in a different style as well. Like they've got different harmonies that weren't in the original, like radio track, for instance. So even if you're a diehard fan, there's going to be something new for you as well. Should be good fun.
Yeah, I have heard that it's a very good show. I'm going to come down and see it for sure. Looking forward to it.
Yes.
If people are interested in coming down and they haven't booked already, how can they go about getting tickets?
Tickets are available. They are available through our website, which is hosted by TicketSource. Which is a ticket website, but you can get to it via our
Social media would probably be easiest. Welly Arts Somerset, I believe, is the handle,
and also our website, which is w-a-a.co.uk, which is a very difficult website to say.
Yeah. Well done for that. And I've got a telephone number here.
Lovely, thank you.
Yes, the telephone number.
01823-240063. That's 01823-240063. And the TicketSource website is ticketsource.co.uk/Wellington Arts Centre.
That's the one.
So, yeah, get on there immediately.
Perfect.
Yeah, and get down and see it. So, it's going to be, sounds like it's a terrific production and one you're pleased to be involved with.
Oh, 100%. It's been a real pleasure to be a part of it. It was quite the commitment because it's been a big, for me at least, it's been a lot of travelling.
Bit of a commute.
Because I don't live in Somerset anymore. So, but when Rob told me about this a couple of years ago, I said I had to do it. So, it's been a lot of travelling.
Where are you?
I'm in London now. That's hence why it made sense for me to do a London-based musical.
Is it yourself that's... are you the West End guy? Not quite.
I wouldn't say I'm the West End guy, but if I'm being rumoured as the West End guy, I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you worked in
theatre professionally?
I'm more doing screen acting, but, you know, yeah. Bits and pieces.
Cool.
Where you can.
Well, that's impressive. Screen stuff and everything. So is that your full-time job then? Are you an actor?
Allegedly, yes. Allegedly. I don't know. Somehow it is, yes.
And what about for you, Kurt? What do you do?
I am a chemical engineer for the wastewater treatment industry. It's kind of almost as far away from the stage as you can get, because I'm a lone worker. I'm out in the van on my own and just... Yeah. 9 times out of 10 singing along to whatever show I'm in at the time. Yeah.
Also a very appropriate show for Kirk because, you know, Wastewater, the Thames, like, you know, London, it all slots together,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, all good stuff. Must be nice for you to see other people then.
Something like that, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Superb. Okay, I was going to ask you as well, and especially for you then, Jack, in the sort of musical world, who are your sort of people that you most admire?
Oh, that's a difficult question because I'm not particularly au fait with musicals myself.
Yeah. Actors,
I mean, there are lots of them doing good work at the moment, and I'm completely blanked on the question.
Maybe Kurt can help you out. You got any actors or actresses?
Who do you admire?
Did go and see a few musicals recently because I was on honeymoon. We went to the West End and I saw the musical Anne Juliet and I absolutely loved it, which is a retelling of Romeo and Juliet if they don't die at the end, and to see what happens if Juliet's allowed to make her own decisions rather than going along with what the story is.
That's a new show.
That's a very new show. It's very good, and it's based on the music of Max Martin, who, if you didn't know who he was, he's basically written every good pop song you've heard since... the early thousands.
Do you find that when you do go and watch a show now that you kind of watch it in a different way because you kind of know what's going on, don't you, behind the scenes and stuff?
It's the sort of feeling of where would you like to play, what part would you like to play in that, but also it's kind of the admiration, I think.
Mm-hmm. Being a theatre kid. Most recently, I have seen some of the Mischief Theatre doing the play That Goes Wrong. I saw that just before Christmas and it was kind of looking to see how are they making this happen, because, you know, obviously if you've been on the stage before, you have a bit of a slightly, as you say, a different insight.
Yeah.
And so it's like, how are you putting this on and convincing me that this is real, what's going on? And I think the art of making things go wrong, but in a professional sense, is quite a unique challenge. I look up to that.
That's almost harder than making it go right.
Exactly. Yeah. going wrong on by accident, very easy to do. Going wrong on purpose, that's a challenge.
Yeah. Although if they ever were in a position where they forgot their lines or something,
you'd probably never know.
How would you know?
That's why I like panto. You can cover a lot of sins in panto with just a cheeky sort of laugh and a.
Have you ever had any mishaps like that where you've completely blanked or forgot?
I mean, in these rehearsals, yes. In fact, at the tech yesterday, I ended up saying completely the wrong line in completely the wrong scene to the correct character, but it was so the opposite of what I was meant to say.
But that's what rehearsals are for, right?
Yeah, of course. That's it. That's reassuring when things go wrong in rehearsals,
as long
rather
as it's
than
all right on the night.
Exactly.
Yeah, you've just got to cover it as best you can, and and hope for the best.
Yeah, we're going to do the best show that we can for our audience, which I'm sure will be absolutely packed. So, you know, if you're thinking about going, buy the tickets now because they're going to go.
I've just looked at sales and you're going to want to get your tickets quick.
Sales
to
are going
avoid
well.
Disappointment. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, listen, thank you both so much.
Thank you,
Kirk,
Ian.
And Jack, for coming in. And it's great to meet you and have a chat to you. And good luck with the run. So, as you say, that starts tomorrow down at the Wellesley Theatre in Wellington, the musical, the Madness musical. with the guys there through until Saturday, with a matinee on Saturday as well.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Ian.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for coming in. And we're gonna play out with a Madness track that you've chosen. And what's the reason, Kirk, that you've chosen this one?
I'm very lucky to be singing it on stage solo whilst Jack propels a small wooden boat across the stage. All but right. we won't explain why, because you'll have to come to the show and see and find out.
It's not the time that he has one of his many costume changes then, though.
No.
Fortunately not. No. Well, they've got me doing other work instead at that point, pushing the boat on, so yeah.
All right, brilliant. And the track is, Kirk?
Nightboat to Cairo.
Madness and Nightboat to Cairo. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I thoroughly enjoyed talking to the guys there from Our House, the Madness musical. If you get the chance, nip down to Wellington and support them doing the show down there. Why not? From tomorrow through until Saturday.